Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Golden Black Radio as we take a look at this week in Purdue Athletics. Here's your host, Kyle Charter.
The Boilermakers will try again on the road with a critical contest at Rutgers on Tuesday night. They've again got some momentum on their side following a home victory, this one over Wisconsin on Friday. We discussed that on Golden Black Radio, plus more on Purdue's football staff changes. All right, Brian, let's jump right into it with a little bit of basketball. Purdue gets a 70-51 win on Friday night, Mackey Arena against Wisconsin. The Boilermakers were pretty good. Now they go back on the road. They'll try for a different outcome than what they have had away from Mackey Arena. What will they need for that to happen?
A lot of things. One, I think just they have to carry over the effort from the Wisconsin game. I think that needs to be closer to their normal than not. I'm not necessarily saying Purdue's effort has been substandard all season long. There are certainly guys who are trying hard on this team. It's just a matter of against Wisconsin, it was so supreme that, you know, this is clearly a team with some limitations as the outcomes throughout this season have kind of reflected that Purdue needs to do something to be something more than it's been. And I think the effort against Wisconsin more than anything, you know, sparked by Evan Boudreau, really was the difference maker there. I think they need to obviously look at that game as their model the rest of the way, whether they're at home, whether they're away. Beyond that, you know, I think Rutgers is a little bit of a different matchup in the sense that I think, you know, they're obviously going to defend very well, but they're also going to be, you know, physically tough and whatnot. I think when you look at the way Purdue executed on offense too against Wisconsin, the guards cut like their lives depended on it. The screening was all very effective. Purdue executed very well. Now, obviously, it's been well documented this season that Purdue offensively is very different at home than it is on the road. But they need to pack that up, and they need to take it on the road with them because it's not going to be easy to execute offensively against Rutgers. I think those two things more than anything jump out in terms of things from the Wisconsin game that Purdue needs to carry over moving forward here.
Yeah, and the leader in that energetic effort was Evan Boudreau, of all players. He gets his first career start, and he had a pretty darn good one, too, with 10 points and 13 rebounds. Now, it might be difficult to replicate that, especially against certain opponents. I think that was a good one for him. But I would imagine he gets another opportunity, maybe in a starting role. I mean, can Purdue carry something and, you know, learn something from the way Boudreau played? I mean, plus 27 in 31 minutes in a start is a pretty crazy number. It's even more crazy when you're considering it comes from a first-time starter. But he was pretty darn good on Friday night.
Yeah, I think effort transcends matchups. Obviously, Wisconsin's not the biggest, most physical, most athletic team in the Big Ten. In that sense, Purdue across the board matched up pretty well, not just Evan Boudreau. But I think I think effort translates. And if you're trying like hell, you know, good things are going to happen for you, regardless of how big or strong or athletic the guy who's guarding you is. And it's not like there are a lot of guys in the Big Ten who just consume him physically at his position. If he just plays the way he played on Friday night every night and whatnot, I think, you know, he will be a productive player and he will start every game from here on out. That's probably the most likely scenario. But part of it too is the fact that that position has been in, you know, significant flux. You know, Purdue was starting Harms and Travion Williams together. That was, you could have a long conversation about whether that was working, what Purdue was actually getting out of it. You know, obviously Aaron Wheeler is struggling badly all season long. Purdue needed something there, and they turned to Evan Boudreau, and he certainly gave it to him.
Yeah. Well, it made a difference on the boards. I mean, Purdue wins on the glass 42-16. I'm not sure I've ever seen a margin quite like that, especially when the team that's trailing only has 16 boards total. Purdue wins in second chance points is something like 19-2. I mean, Purdue was dominant on the glass, and they have been a good rebounding team most of the season, but that was sort of next level good.
Yeah. When you look at what Purdue did to Wisconsin, that was essentially what Illinois did to Purdue at Champaign. I mean, they were just absolutely dominant. Wisconsin scored 51 points, obviously, which is 14 or 15 more than Purdue scored in Champaign. But when you look at the fact that I think Wisconsin scored like 8 of them after Purdue emptied its bench, they scored like 12, 13, 14, something like that after the 6-minute mark, you know, after they had been down 28 earlier in the second half. And I think they were still down around 25 at that time. I mean, just an absolutely dominant performance at both ends of the floor, and but especially on defense and on the glass. I mean, Purdue, it was effort. I mean, it was just a supreme effort by Purdue, and the sort of thing, again, that, you know, they would probably be in their best interest for that to be closer to their normal than not from here on out.
Yeah. Purdue's had a couple of chances sort of to reset its season a little bit. I think coming off the Michigan State game, going to Maryland, you felt like maybe that was an opportunity for Purdue to get going a little bit, string something together, but it hasn't been able to. It's been, you know, inconsistent, as Matt Painter said, after the win against Wisconsin. So here it is again with a chance after a good victory on the road. And you look, Brian, at the schedule, 3 of the next 4 being on the road, you know, at Northwestern after this Rutgers game. You know, if Purdue is to do something and to be able to win a game on the road, maybe be able to string something together, it really does feel like, A, it's running out of time, but B, that it might have to be right now.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this 7-game stretch starting with Illinois was sort of their time where they hadn't get going. You know, it was going to determine their season. Obviously, the Illinois game got away for a lot of reasons, the first of which is Illinois is significantly better than Purdue. But obviously, Purdue did exactly what it needed to do in a game it had to have on Friday night. And now you do have to do it on the road. Obviously, you have to beat someone good on the road, someone respectable on the road. I'm saying that to make the point that if you beat Northwestern on the road, that does not solve all your road problems.
Yeah.
But the great thing about the Big Ten this year, as I talked about at the game on Friday night, is everybody's the same, and everybody has a good resume, and everybody is a good win. So it almost doesn't matter who you beat on the road other than Northwestern. As long as you beat someone, it is a really, really high-quality win. The same goes at home. That Wisconsin game, Purdue is better than Wisconsin, in my opinion. And you play them on your home floor. The better team is going to win on their home floor probably 8 times out of 10 in this league. And that's a quad one win. That's Purdue's second best win of the season right now. And it's a game Purdue should have won. So that kind of reflects what Purdue's looking at the rest of the way here in the Big Ten. Almost everyone you beat from here on out is going to be a quad one win, which is,
yeah,
you know, a really good way to get yourself in the NCAA tournament when you're, you know, you've got 1 foot in, 1 foot out right now.
Yeah, and really not very many potential bad losses out there. I mean, obviously at Northwestern would be one. You know, Nebraska's not very good. Purdue's already played and lost there. But, I mean, you've got plenty of opportunities to win. Not many opportunities left where you're going to suffer a bad loss.
Right.
I mean, in that respect, Purdue has some chances here. It just has to actually be able to take advantage of them.
Yeah. The only bad loss potentially left on the schedule is at Northwestern. Provided you don't get to the Big Ten tournament and lose to Nebraska or Northwestern again. Everything other than that is acceptable, for lack of a better term. Now, assuming Ohio State starts to win games again, assuming Michigan starts to win games again, and they're not completely in the tank by the time Purdue plays them, every game from here on out is a quality win if Purdue can get it. And, you know, there's a lot of these games on the road, too, that they're against teams with good resumes, in some cases ranked opponents, where those teams aren't unbeatable. I mean, I don't think Rutgers is unbeatable. I don't think Iowa's unbeatable.
Right.
Ohio State's certainly not unbeatable. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy to get those games, but it does mean they are possible. And if Purdue can translate possible into actuality a couple of times this season away from Mackey Arena, you know, they're going to make the NCAA tournament probably. If they don't,
yeah. Nojel Eastern here recently has turned a corner. He's been playing pretty solid basketball. That should be a pretty good matchup on Tuesday night between him and those solid Rutgers guards, Geo Baker and Ron Harper.
Yeah, I would anticipate he guards Ron Harper. And, you know, the track record here the last couple of games, and for the bulk of his career, has been I would expect him to stack up pretty well. You know, Ron Harper's a big physical kid, and you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he doesn't have Amir Coffey's burst, athleticism, explosiveness. He's a guy that is probably used to playing against people who don't push back, so to speak, and Joel Eastern will push back. I would anticipate him to do a pretty good job there. He's, you know, he was Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year good against Wisconsin. You know, he is really, really playing well right now. Scoring and playing well are two very different things for him, but he's also scoring, and that's, you know, I'm sure fans like to see that. I'm sure Purdue likes to see that. That's, you know, something people have hoped for from him. Purdue hasn't needed from him necessarily, but that's what people have hoped for from him from a certain extent. He's being opportunistic. That's his model. I mean, he's not a guy that you're going to run a whole lot of offense for other than inverting your offense every now and then, posting him up, you know, things like that. But, you know, he's doing a good job taking his spots and whatnot, and he is carrying his share of the load scoring-wise, too, in addition to game-changing defense, game-changing positional rebounding, doing a pretty good job getting open shots for others because Purdue's trying to go quick offensively, and he's doing some positive things there as well. But he's playing his best overall basketball this season at the right time.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Brian. Enjoy being back again in New Jersey.
Thank you.
All right. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Tom Dienhardt. We'll get some thoughts from him on the football staff changes. Looks like those are complete as we start to head to spring practice, which is here maybe a month away. This is Golden Black Radio. Golden Black Radio is brought to you by Homefield Apparel. Homefield makes premium collegiate apparel with vintage Purdue designs with incredibly soft and comfortable clothing printed and owned in Indianapolis. That's homefieldapparel.com for your premium Purdue apparel with vintage designs. Check it out today.
Your neighborhood bar, 6th Street Dive Bar and Grill, is a perfect must-stop location on your way to and from the game at the corner of 6th and Salem in Lafayette. Whether it be great food, authentic Tex-Mex, along with many Indiana favorites, served from 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. every day. Sports, games, live music, trivia, or just fellow Boilermaker camaraderie, the Dive is the place to go. Don't miss Geeks Who Drink Trivia at 7:30 Tuesday nights and live local music without a cover charge at 10 o'clock Fridays and Saturdays. If it's college sports you crave, the 6th Street Dive has you covered there too with its multiple big screens. So dive on in to the 6th Street Dive at the corner of 6th and Salem in Lafayette.
Life doesn't come with a financial roadmap. It does come with a lot of bumps and red lights. Steering clear of those doesn't have to be difficult. With First Source Bank's online money management tools, you can see all your financial accounts, balances, and transactions in one place. So you can easily set monthly budgets to help manage expenses and debt. Get the green light to a successful financial future with First Source's money management tools. First Source Bank, where better is better. Member FDIC.
It's time to boiler up and join the Bronze Squad by gearing up with the best selection of Purdue apparel in stock only at Follett's. Visit the Black and Gold Mine store across from Mackey or Follett's Purdue West on State Street for the best game day apparel from Nike, Columbia, Champion, Cutter and Buck, and more. Shop Follett's late on game day weekends. Follett's has been your Purdue game day stop since 1945. If you can't make it to the game, shop online at FollettsPurdue.com.
Welcome to Golden Black Radio as we take a look at this week in Purdue Athletics.
And Kyle Charters here with Tom Dienhardt on Gold and Black Radio. Tom, it looks as though Purdue's coaching staff is now back whole again with the addition of Terrence Jamison as the new defensive line coach. You know, you look at the additions and, you know, part of that is that Purdue is younger in its coaching staff. Maybe younger means more energetic when it comes to getting out and hitting the recruiting trail. Do you think that was part of what Purdue tried to accomplish with some of its coaching changes as well?
Yeah, no doubt about it, Kyle. I think, you know, they wanted to get maybe an injection of, like you alluded to, some youth and some guys who,
I think, have proven themselves to be pretty good on the recruiting trail. We all know the importance of adding talent. And Terrence Jamison, the new D-line coach, is a guy who I think can really help him in the Chicago area. That's, of course, his hometown. And Marty Biagi is a guy who's really dialed in the South. So not only are these two young coaches, two new additions, good at their X's and O's, but, again, they're the guys who can hit the recruiting trail and have some dynamic use of the staff.
Yeah, Chicago's been sort of hit or miss for Purdue over the years, right?
Yeah, it really has. Boy, you can go back years ago. Jack Mollenkopf era, Jim Young, they got some nice players from the area. And it's always been, it's been spotty since then, to be honest with you, Kyle. Some people think it's an over-recruited area, but still there's talent there. We all know the proximity. Purdue just a couple hours down I-65. You'd like to think Purdue can maybe tap into that, that vast market in Chicago and bring some of that talent south to West Lafayette.
Yeah, Jamison, the latest addition there as the defensive line coach, and what likely will be a 3-4, at least at some point under Bob Diaco. You talked to Brett Bielema about Jamison a little bit. What did you learn from the former Wisconsin coach?
Yeah, Brett actually recruited Jamison from Harvey, Illinois, Thornwood High School to Madison, and he had a lot of good things to say about the young man, of course. Terrence experienced some injury issues in Madison, had to become a medical redshirt pretty early in his career, stayed around as a de facto student coach, and really impressed Brett with his maturity, his smarts, and his energy. Not surprised he's climbing the coaching ladder quickly here. Of course, Terrence coming from Air Force, where he worked for Troy Calhoun. And, again, he's a guy that Brett liked a lot and thinks maybe one day could be a head coach.
You think the staff changes are complete now? Obviously, you know, signing day is coming up here in about, a week and a half. And then spring practice probably in late February. It seems like this is the staff now with the three new additions?
Yeah, a week from this Wednesday is the second signing day. I'll be interested to see if Purdue even has any high school kids at that point, Kyle. It's going to be interesting to see. But as far as the staff goes and any new additions, I'd have to think, you know, it's done, unless maybe somebody leaves on their own. You never know what's going to happen after that second signing day. Maybe somebody on the staff, like I said, takes a job somewhere else. So you always have to keep your radar up, but I don't see Brom, you know, making any changes on his behalf. I think if there were going to be more, they already would have been done. So it looks like they have their crew going forward for 2020. And as we've talked about before, it's a big season. And it's a big spring, a lot of storylines, Kyle. You mentioned it. We expect spring ball to start maybe about, you know, a month from now, late February, just like last year. And there's some great storylines to continue to watch moving forward.
No doubt. We have plenty of time between now and then to talk about that. Hey, Tom, appreciate the time.
Take care, buddy.
All right, we'll take one more break. We'll come back to put a wrap on this podcast. We'll do that here in just a moment on Golden Black Radio. On the far end of Main Street in downtown Lafayette, you'll find East End Grill, Industrial and Classic. The restaurant is built like a steakhouse, but handles like a bistro. East End Grill's menu includes creative starters, simple chopped salads, burgers, fresh fish, and steaks, and the signature shrimp and grits. The staff prepares every item from scratch and emphasizes simple meals that incorporate fresh, local, and seasonal ingredients. A warm and inviting dining room features a cozy bar that includes a great selection of craft beer-inspired cocktails and a robust and expanding wine list. Whatever your entertainment needs are, a cocktail at the bar, dinner with family, or a special event in the private dining room, the energized and attentive staff is here for you. East End Grill in downtown Lafayette, welcome to our table.
Often, things are worth more than they seem. For Purdue grad and NASA astronaut Jerry Ross, incredible value was found in the Purdue Alumni Visa. Not just because of the exclusive Purdue card designs, but for the unlimited cash back and out-of-this-world Visa benefits. Discover the official Purdue Alumni Visa credit card. Apply today at PurdueFed.com. Purdue Federal Credit Union. Belong where you have work. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're looking to list or buy a home in Greater Lafayette, Tippecanoe County, or the surrounding counties, give me a call at 765-412-5217 or email at kyle@chartersteam.com. Part of the Charters team at RE/MAX Ability Plus, we can offer a specialized marketing plan with photos, video tours, and more to help you sell your house while getting you in your next dream home. Contact me at kyle@chartersteam.com.
Welcome to Golden Black Radio as we take a look at this week in Purdue athletics.
Much more on the site, including recruiting information. Be sure to check that out at goldandblack.com and stories leading up to Purdue's game against Rutgers on Tuesday night. All right, that'll do it for our podcast for this week. A thanks to our sponsors, as always, including Home Field Apparel, East End Grill, First Source Bank, Charters Team at RE/MAX Ability Plus, Follett's, the Sixth Street Dive, and Purdue Federal Credit Union. We'll be back again next Monday with our next podcast, Gold and Black Radio. Also, as news happens, be sure to check out Gold and Black Radio Express. You can find that wherever you listen to your podcasts. For Brian Newbert and Tom Dienhardt, I'm Kyle Charters. Thanks for listening. This is Golden Black Radio.